Now back to the City Current Radio Show, hosted by Jeremy Park.
Welcome back to the City Current Radio Show. I'm your host, Jeremy Park. As we mentioned at the onset, the Ronald McDonald House of Memphis is a big part of today's program. We're joined by Carol Matthews. She's the Corporate Giving and Grants Manager. We also have Taylor Oaks. He's a member of the Red Shoe Society that benefits the Ronald McDonald House of Memphis. So how are you two doing?
Great. Thank you.
Doing great.
So let's start with some context, Carol. Let's start with you. Hopefully everyone knows Ronald McDonald House of Memphis here, that it should be a household name. But for those who don't know some of the nuances, maybe give them some context, give them a little bit of history, a little background for Ronald McDonald House of Memphis.
Sure thing. So the Ronald McDonald House of Memphis, we opened in 1991 as a home for families that have a child at St. Jude to turn to while they're here in Memphis. So we are a place where St. Jude patients and their families are able to stay while they're here getting their treatment. And it's a free place to stay. Families don't have to ever worry about paying for the meals that are served at the house or the snacks in the house or even just for their general stay at the house. Everything is free of cost. So all they have to do is worry about helping their child get better.
And that's huge. I mean, you know, you have to understand these families are coming from all over. And they get a diagnosis, and they are, in many cases, on a plane coming to Memphis in less than 24 hours, don't have a chance to pack up, don't have a chance to do much of anything, and they're here to focus on the health and the well-being of their child. And so there's a lot of uncertainty in their life. There's a lot of things that are going on. And to be able to truly have a home away from home where they're not charged anything, where they truly can focus on the health and getting their child better is absolutely huge. But I also think it's huge for Memphis in the sense that this is the generosity of our city. It's like we're going to take care of you. We're going to do what's right. We're going to allow you to focus on your child. And so I think the hospitality factor is also kind of a neat twist to this because it shows the hospitality of the Mid-South.
Oh, definitely. You know, like you said, the families are getting here so quickly and they're, you know, questioning in their head, like, what's even wrong with my child? Or where is Memphis? What's the weather like? And we all know that the weather here is changing, you know, every single day. And so just by having a place for families to stay, and that's something that they don't have to question where they're going to stay or how much they're going to pay to stay there, because, you know, some families might lose their jobs coming to Memphis. They might not be able to pay for a place to stay. So if it wasn't for the Ronald McDonald House of Memphis, they might have to be figuring out other means of finding somewhere to stay while they're here.
Give us one other kind of quick little bit on the fact that it is a home. I mean, you've got a kitchen, you've got areas, rec space, you've got outside space where kids can play. I mean, you've got a lot of different pieces to the Ronald McDonald House.
Yep. So a unique thing about the Ronald McDonald House and all Ronald McDonald Houses around the world, there's over 300 of them all around the world. And so our house, we specifically house St. Jude patients and their families. So the bedrooms all are kind of hotel style where they have two, you know, beds in them and a bathroom and a TV. And it's done on purpose to get them out into the core of the house to help build that community. So the families share kitchen stations, there's living rooms, and it's all, like I said, to get them out. And so when families first arrive, they might be kind of annoyed that they have to share spaces with other families, but they quickly learn that they're, you know, making a larger family with all of these other families. And so, you know, the second a mom or dad makes friends with another mom or dad in the kitchen sharing some butter or something like that, you know, they quickly make this bond, and it's a unique atmosphere for these kids to be in where they're able to be around kids that are going through what they're going through and look like what they look like with masks on. And moms and dads are able to sit in a rocking chair on the porch at nighttime and talk about their, you know, what's been going on with them. And it's just an incredible atmosphere. And so I think that's one of the largest, most important things that the Ronald McDonald House offers is that sense of community.
Yeah, I mean, the support network that you build, the empathy, like you said, the fact that they're going through it together, but they can lean on each other, and some that have been there for longer periods of time who can share what they've learned and the medicine and all those, it's huge. You know, when you talk about Taylor being the Red Shoe Society and what you guys are a support network for them, but also as volunteers, I mean, so much of the house is run by volunteerism, and whether it's bringing in meals, fundraising obviously is a piece of that as well, but just being a volunteer outlet, but also being a civic-minded engagement tool is huge. So share a little about the Red Shoe Society.
Yeah, so I joined the Red Shoe Society at its inception. I was one of the first members, and I joined in big part because it was a chance to give back to such a mission that's near and dear to my heart. It's a network of young professionals, and it empowers white peas to be philanthropic and to give back to the house, and also just to network with other like-minded professionals who do care about giving and do care about volunteering.
So tell them, you know, what does it entail? Because, I mean, obviously you've got big events that you do. You've got networking. There's a lot of different pieces to it. But walk us through what a typical year looks like for Red Shoe Society.
Yeah, so it all starts with a donation of $50 to the house. And then there are monthly events. They can be volunteer events. There are craft nights for the families. There's a quarterly cookout night. Which we all get together, we cook out for the families one night, and we have crafts and, you know, some games for the kids and the families. There are some social events where we are charged with bringing friends that might be interested in joining and growing awareness about the Ronald McDonald House and its mission. So just a good mixture of programming throughout the year.
And, you know, as Taylor's talking, there's so many ways that I think people in general can help. You've got the Red Shoe Gala that you also put on. It's an annual deal. There's a lot of events that go on that benefit Ronald McDonald House in Memphis. There's also, you know, even as Taylor's talking about, there's tons of volunteer opportunities. Carol, share a few of the big ones that you think, hey, listeners, these are easy ways that everyone can plug in and be a help.
Definitely. So during the week, it is our goal to have dinners provided for the families at the house. That's not something that we're required to do, but we feel that after spending 12 hours over at the hospital going through different treatments and meetings with doctors, the last thing they want to do is come home and figure out what to cook at night. You know, I don't want to go home and figure out what to cook at night. And I've had a much easier day than these families have. So we love to have volunteer groups come in. We have a brand new catering kitchen at the house called Allie's Grill. And it's a catering grade kitchen, so the groups can come in and cook all their food and prep work and set it all out to serve buffet style to the families. And that's such an incredible thing to be able to, you know, cook the food and then serve it to the families and then go sit down and talk with the families. And the families are just so incredibly appreciative for people that take their time out of their day to help make things just a little bit easier for these families. So definitely coming and cooking a dinner is something that we're always looking for. We're always looking for pantry items. We have two free pantries in the house that are stocked with individual served items like mac and cheeses or little cereal boxes, chips and things like that. And it's open 24 hours a day. And if you ask any kid at the house what their favorite thing is at the house, it's the pantry.
Nice.
And the parents are always like, they're like, oh, yay, this is so great, you know, having this pantry available. But then it's kind of like a double-edged sword because then their kid gets used to being able to go get any snack they want any time of the day.
Right.
But, you know, after these kids, they might be going through treatment. They might not be hungry for days. And, you know, the second that they wake up at midnight starving, you know, their mom's like, yes, you know, let's you know, feed you all the mac and cheese in the world. So, you know, we are always looking for pantry items because at the house we can have up to 53 families at a time, and each family is allowed to have four people with us. So, you know, that's a lot. You know, we're housing the patient, their family, you know, siblings. That's a lot of people to house. That's a lot of snacks. That's a lot of dinners. So we're always looking for those dinners and for people to help us stock those pantries, whether it's food or, you know, we need paper towels and napkins, you know, laundry detergent. You know, our house is just like your home. You know, all the things you need at your home, we need at our home.
Right. And I know that something else, too, that companies can do is if you have tickets to sports, things like the Redbirds, Memphis Redbirds games, things like that. If you've got tickets that are going unused, give them to Ronald McDonald House because those are things that you can give to the families to go out and have a fun night and just enjoy enjoy some time together away from everything that they're going through.
Right. That's, you know, like you said, us, you know, being a part of Memphis, we want to show Memphis off to these families. And so these families are coming here for, you know, not great reasons. But while they're here, we want to make sure that they have fun. And we want to make sure that they fall in love with our city just like we love our city. So, you know, a lot of these people might come here and they don't know that we have a NBA team, or they don't know we have a baseball team. And so, you know, giving them that family time together on a day when their child feels better is incredible. And, you know, things like going to Autobahn, you know, Speedway, you know, race teenagers, you know, going out and racing those little race cars, or going to the zoo and going to, you know, Frozen on Ice and things like that. You know, those are incredible memories for these families. And you never know how many more memories some of these families may have like that. So for you to be able to give us the opportunity to bring these families to those places are just pretty incredible.
Taylor, give us maybe one or two of your favorite parts, not only just, you know, with the Red Shoe Society, but just in general working with Ronald McDonald House. What puts a smile on your face? What are some of your favorite moments?
I've personally loved the cookouts that I mentioned. Being able to spend time with other gun professionals and volunteers and cook food and then serve this food to the families after they've had you know, a rough day or a good day, but just seeing the smiles on their faces and seeing the interaction they have with their families and the other volunteers, it's pretty incredible. And just to be able to eat with them after we prepare the food and do crafts and games with them, those cookout days have really meant a lot to me.
What would you encourage others in terms of taking that first step, especially obviously young professionals, you know, joining Red Shoe Society, but what would your encouragement be for more people to get involved, and especially as you're out there saying, hey, come with me to this event, come see the good, come do a cookout, what would you encourage others to do to participate?
Well, one way is definitely going online on the RMHC Memphis site to join the Red Shoe Society, but also going for a tour of the house. That was something very impactful for me when I was first introduced to the house, seeing the facilities and seeing the families and seeing all the great things that the house has going for it has really, really impacted me to go and actually take action to join what's going on.
Nice. Carol, tell them, I mean, obviously Taylor mentioned the website and things like that, but tell them where they can go, website, social media, what are some easy ways to plug in to learn more, not only about the fundraising side and donations, but to take a tour and to see the events, the upcoming events. I mean, where would you direct them?
Yep. So rmhc-memphis.org is our website, and you can go and you can see our event calendar, whether it's an event that we are hosting in-house or whether it's an event that someone else hosting on our behalf for us to benefit from. You can check out the volunteer opportunities, the applications for you to come cook a dinner or for you to volunteer at one of our special events. You can find the Red Shoe Society page where you can join or be directed to the Red Shoe Society of Memphis Facebook page or Instagram page. Everything you need is there.
Now, Taylor, do we have to wear red shoes?
Encouraged.
I've got a pair, and that's the fun of the Red Shoe Gala is everybody comes out in their red shoes.
Yes.
So it's one of those things where it's fun. Carol, one more time, talk about, so I mentioned obviously the Red Shoe Gala, but you do have some big events all throughout the year. Give us maybe one or two other events that people just need to be aware of and need to go ahead and mark on their calendars, or at least need to know.
Yeah, well, right now we are in the middle of our Drive It Home Ford
raffle.
Car raffle
that's
campaign.
Right. Yep.
So that's going on right now. You can buy a ticket and maybe win a Ford of your choice. Later this year, we have our Clays for Kids tournament, which is a clay shooting tournament and auction party. And then our biggest event of the year is Radiothon, which is with, you know, your home here at Cumulus with 98.1 The Max. That will happen later this year. That's been a long time, exciting partnership that we're just so grateful for.
Yeah, what's amazing is you look at the community support, but just how much money. I mean, you look at the Radiothon. I mean, it's a huge piece of the equation to be able to allow you to do what you do. So
exactly.
Don't ever underestimate the power of these events and things like Radiothon, because they truly do make a huge difference. And, you know, it's like anything. A few dollars here and there from everyone adds up to big numbers, and that's what allows you to do everything you do.
Right. So every, like you said, every little donation counts, so we're able to continue to provide a home that's free of charge for these families.
Well, tell them one more time, you never can say it enough on the radio, the website, social media, where would you direct everyone?
Yep, it's RMHC, like Ronald McDonald House Charities, rmhc-memphis.org.
Well, Carol, Taylor, greatly appreciate you coming on the show. Thanks for all you guys do. I appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is proud to power the City Current Radio Show. Our mission at Lipscomb & Pitts Insurance is to protect your business, employees, and family while enriching and impacting our community. As the Mid-South's largest privately held insurance agency, Lipscomb & Pitts works with over 200 different insurance providers offering commercial, employee benefits, and personal insurance. If you're looking for a relationship based on performance, call 321-1000 or visit lpinsurance.com.